is the December 20th, 2022 meeting of the CBD HELC Architectural Review Committee. Roll call, Robbie Changelosi, present, Ashley King, present, Robert Boyd, present, Randy Hutchinson, absent, Miriam Salas, present. We have four members constituting a quorum. The first item on the agenda are the minutes of the November 15th meeting.
I move for approval.
Second.
There's a motion by Robbie Cangelosi and a second by Robert Boyd. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion carries unanimously. The first item, application on the agenda, is 611 Commerce Street. Would the applicant like to have a seat at the table and state your name and address for the record, please?
Good morning, guys. Ken Gowan, Metro City Architects, 6501 Spanish Fort Boulevard, New Orleans. And this is Kim Hosh, architect, Metro City. Yeah, I'm going to pass these out.
So this application is the review of a proposed change to the exterior sidewall cladding material from stucco to Nishika fiber cement panels at a previously approved construction of a six-story hotel in the warehouse district.
All right, the applicant, let's make a brief
sure, guys. This is a previously approved under construction project at 611 Commerce. The elevation that you see on the first page, that's the north-facing interior lot line elevation. There's buildings that are right adjacent to this condition. It is visible slightly from Commerce Street. There's a section that is somewhat visible, and then the adjacent buildings kind of encroach more onto that lot line condition and block of view. And then we have this condition right here where it is also visible. And that's, what's the street right behind Piazza d'Italia?
So Girard.
Is that Girard? That's right. So on the other side of the parking lot.
Yeah.
So those buildings that you see right there, the rear of those buildings are what abut this wall condition on Commerce. So the Commerce building's about three buildings off the corner condition. Project was previously approved with stucco at this wall condition. We are proposing to a material change to Nishika panel, which is a fiber cement product. It's, in our opinion, much more resilient than stucco. It's not going to be susceptible to cracking and movement. It also has a much cleaner and faster installation, which is going to also require less maintenance over time. It's not an easily accessible condition. And there's multiple property owners who abut this. So I think some of the owners' requests to change the material, what he had asked us for is find something that cleaner to install, quicker to install, more resilient than the stucco, less maintenance. This is a product we've used on a building in Baton Rouge about 10 years ago. It looks like brand new. It ages really well. There's nothing about it that we've had a problem or we've encountered a problem with this product in this region. You can almost think of it as like a heavy duty fiber cement panel system. Clips to the building, has a drainage plane. So in terms of water management, I think it's got a great set of detail. And again, we've never had any issues with it on our prior installations. And so this is what we're proposing to go on that wall condition in lieu of the currently approved stucco.
And would it be one of the pre-finished colors, or would it be painted?
This is the color that we're proposing.
Okay.
Do they come in any of the panel sizes?
That's the widest panel size that they offer.
I'm not worried about the width. I'm worried about more the height. It kind of seems to be.
Yeah, Mr. Cangelosi, that's the biggest in either direction that they offer.
I'm familiar with the Nishika product. Okay. It's great. I think that since this is a new construction project and it was previously submitted as stucco with scored lines for control joints, I'm fine with this proposal. I know that the lines are visible here, but I think once installed, it kind of, and especially in that color, I think will sort of go away.
I don't have any problem with an Ichiha either, but I do have a question. As originally detailed, when this was plastered, was this the brick facade, which right now just sort of stops at the front? Did it return at all?
I think if you can go to, there's an image that shows the condition.
So that's my building, where we returned the brick. So that's.
So this is theirs under construction.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So that right there, yeah. So that is that the way it was originally detailed?
Yes, that's how it's detailed and how it's being built.
Does the staff have any recommendations or comments?
Well, I'm concerned, you know, in real life, in the damp climate in which we live, you know, you said you've got this product up for 10 years. So over time with moisture, does the joint line become more pronounced?
No, it does not. And it's what I like about it is it's not a reservoir cladding material as opposed to how stucco. So stucco, we all know, everybody in this room, it's going to soak it up like a sponge. It loves it. This is not something that's going to absorb moisture like stucco would. It's actually going to shed the moisture off. And then because we have a true drainage cavity behind, a ventilated cavity, that's going to also help the material dry out more efficiently after it has gone through like a rain event.
And so sort of a lap joint.
And how the end laps too, yeah.
Right. I was less concerned about moisture intrusion. Just I know that some of these contemporary products in our climate over time just kind of... They lose that monolithic character.
So. I think it looks better because what you're not going to get, so say we did a sealed like metal panel condition, you'll start to get the halo effect of that sealant as it sort of bleeds into the metal condition. Or if you had like a sealant joint out of fiber cement, it'll pull those oils out of the sealant into the adjacent material. This, because it's this, you know, it's a, you're using gravity, right? You're using an actual lap paper joint. Yeah. It's not relying on sealant. I think that helps it stay nice and clean.
Right.
Ashley, you said you've used it before. What's the longest you've had it up?
Not very long.
Not very long.
But, I mean, in terms of building theory and such, how it is clipped, you know, because it's relying on clips and the joints are not sealed, it allows for that movement of the building and the freeze and thaw a lot better, and there's a lot more tolerances for it over time. And so I've actually gone to use it for the exact same reasons. Sure. So it's good.
Like it would be critical of me.
And we're using it in historic buildings as well. In we're going to operate in Kansas City, in which we're having it on a live well condition, sort of an internal live well. For the same reason. So.
And how long has yours been up? I always think everything sounds great with the PR stuff, but then...
Mine hasn't been up, and that's a question that's to you. Have you looked into the lead time? Because in my project, we're having an issue.
This is actually available. Okay. And so I'll tell everyone at the table, if you have a project that you're having some trouble with cladding, this is much faster than any of the ACM-type products.
Yes.
And quite frankly, I think it's more resilient. I mean, we've done a lot of ACM and I do like it, but this is not going to dent, ding, scratch. Yeah, and it is a monolithic
color.
And
it has an oil can. It's a good...
True.
NPS likes it.
Good.
NPS really likes it for historic.
And also in terms of if you're looking for a good replacement to historic lap siding, like to get that thickness that Hardy does not give you, their lap siding product is a true half of an inch thick, and so it gives you that same depth.
And it's in that same profile.
It's a little different. The lap siding is true lap siding, and it's, I mean, and you install it like true lap siding. It's just the thickness of it is unlike Hardy, is the true half of an inch, and you can get, you know, 7-inch reveal, 5-inch reveal. So.
It's nice to get stuff coming from the architecture committee.
Yeah, I actually have it on 3 projects right now.
And Ashley, in your experience, NPS really likes it, right? Like we have not had any pushback.
I have not. These 3 projects are...
Not HTC.
No, none of these are under NPS privy.
Gotcha.
So...
I have one under NPS. They had no comment on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, their comment is, you know.
Anybody taking it, stuck in a bucket of water? See what happens.
Yeah, we did a submerge on it, and that's what I'm saying. It's not a absorptive material. Like,
I know Hardy, you sink in a bucket of water, disintegrates.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now, I mean, I really think this is the way that I've sort of read the evolution of this material. It's like everything we used to like about the great fiber cement asbestos material mm-hmm. that lasted forever, mm-hmm. but we've now removed the asbestos mm-hmm. as the fiber binder. So.
Okay, is there any public comment regarding 611 Commerce Street?
I do have one question. The last panel is when in the rhythm of how it ends, you know how it's kind of like a less than a half?
Yeah, so the back is actually stucco. So what we do is we have the casing bead for the corner of the stucco mm-hmm. extends, that butts into the back of that casing bead, and we have a vertical sealant joint at that condition.
So that rear elevation is stucco?
The rear elevation is stucco. I would have preferred if this change would have occurred earlier.
Jeremy, your concern was the width of it at the end in the front.
Yeah.
It needs to be a little bit.
So
maybe
like,
shift the pattern so that
full,
there's more.
It's a full model.
Yeah, we could adjust
it's something in the in how it ends, the book yes. ends, seems mm-hmm. off to me, but I don't know sure what is
yeah,
the best
I would
solution there.
Shift and get a, yeah, not that such
full,
a small
either
piece.
A full model or something yeah. that is not so odd. Space.
So you have the full panel starting at the front of the building.
Yeah.
Well,
and
no, sometimes you have a large piece yeah. at the front and the back. It's like when you're laying tile, you don't want those little bitty pieces
right.
up in there.
This feels like too
yeah, but
you just need to shift it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could change
that's
the
my
vertical
only
joint pattern to yeah. accommodate the request.
I actually think it's a better material sure. there than the stucco.
We need to go back to public comment. Is there any public comment?
There being none, is there a motion?
I move for approval of the change of the material with the applicant to work with the staff in shifting the pattern so that the end pieces are not so small.
Second.
We have a motion by Robbie Candelosi and a second by Miriam Salas. All in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed? The motion carries unanimously.
Thank you.
Thanks for your time today, guys.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is 429 Julia Street. Happy holidays.
All right, we'll see some of y'all this afternoon.
Yeah.
Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Yes, my name is Nicholas Musso. The address is 6414 Cartier.
This is an appeal of a previous ARC recommendation for denial of painting new, previously unpainted masonry at a new reconstructed facade wall of a contributing rated one-story warehouse building in full control warehouse district. At the June meeting, the ARC recommended conceptual approval with the final details he worked out at the staff level. The ARC also agreed that because the new brick would not match the existing, regardless of size, a common brick size with a standard mortar joint would be acceptable. It'd be preferable to make the new bricks clearly different from the original brick, although it should be in the same color family. The ARC also noted the bricks should not be painted. The ARC also suggested that a control joint be located where the demising wall would have fallen between the two original buildings. And so this request is before us because the applicant is currently requesting to paint the new portion of the facade wall, but because there was the previous ARC recommendation for denial of this, it was not approvable at staff level. So they'd like to kind of reconsider that request today. To make a brief presentation.
Okay. Let me give you a very, very quick history of the building in terms of its painting. Previously in the 90s, the last portion, the portion that had structural failure, was painted along with the other three quarters that you see in the elevation. This was all done by the previous owner. And when it was sold, if you can see on the extreme right of the right-hand photograph, that orangish, shrimpish color was added by the current owner, which wraps around the building, and actually he has painted on two of his buildings there. To my knowledge, the portion that we're looking at has always been painted in one way or another. At some point in time, I dropped off the oversized chocolate brick, and that was about 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. And then we dropped off just recently the new brick, which is a fairly bright color. I have no problem with erecting this, getting it all done, and then having everybody look at it and say, okay, we want to keep it this color or we want to paint it. That doesn't present a problem. So if in this meeting you say, well, let's wait and see, I'm okay with that. We'd like to proceed with the construction, which we've been waiting on for 18 months, and so seal up the building.
So does the staff still have that brick?
Did not bring the brick, unfortunately. I could grab it if
you'd like. That's the brick that's being held there. And it actually looks a little brighter than that, Robbie.
It's a medium red.
But it is the same dimensions as the building.
It is the same dimensions. So the sample we brought is just a little different.
It matches in color.
The biggest problem we had with it is that it had a very, very narrow joint, which was one of the causes of the failure. Some people call it a heritage joint. And to tell you the truth, the front portion of the building, which is shown on the existing wall is painted, that's bulging out right now, so I'm not that confident in how long before we have to replace that.
On the right-hand side?
Not the front. The front is another brick altogether, but the right-hand portion of this drawing,
gotcha.
It's bulging outward, maybe because someone put in the overhead doors, which were an oversized opening for the building. The building has been tampered with a lot, and we're trying to stabilize it now. Everything behind this facade has been stabilized structurally. The facade is just that. It's not carrying any load except its own weight, and the windows that are there mimic the windows that are in the front portion of the building, as you can see on the lower right again.
Good. Open up to public comments since there's no one here. We can just ask that up.
Just for the record, is there any public comment regarding 429 Julia Street? There being none, is there a motion?
I move that we let them proceed with the building and not to paint it, have the staff look at it, and then make the recommendation at that time, as you have suggested, Nick, that you're
comfortable
with.
That would be perfectly fine. I have no problem with that. We know we're going to paint all of the plaster in the same way that it was before, but that's it. The rest of the building, I'll leave it up to your good judgment. And I think when you see this large, kind of ugly colored brick, that you'll agree with me. And if you don't, that's fine. But I'm going to put a little plaque with your names on it.
Well, I don't care. I have to look at this all the time. So.
I know. I'm perfectly happy with it.
I think I'm going to be very fine with it painting, but just offer there. Right. Let's look at it and see if there's
whatsoever.
A decision, because there was this former thing to differentiate between the old and the new, that one be painted, one not be painted. But
And it can also be a different color from the existing, a slightly different color. I've discussed this with the owner and the general contractor, and they said they left it up to me, and I'm saying I'd rather y'all interject your opinion after you see it completed.
The thing is, once it's painted, we have no jurisdiction on what color they paint it. Once it becomes painted, we have no say. So,
is there a second to the motion?
I'll second.
Yeah, I just wanted to add too that the applicant provided a brick color that's really close to the color family of the existing, which you can see where they exposed some of it. So down the road, if the new owner or something did want to remove the paint, the bricks themselves would still match and kind of relate, but also be differentiated. So.
Uh-huh. All right. All in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
And our joint, to some degree, is going to delineate the new from the old.
Of course.
Because we're not going with the heritage joint. Other than that, I'll see you this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you want to keep any of these?
You've got to set down here. Gotcha. I don't think your third applicant's here.
I saw him earlier. He was here.
Okay. What was his appointment?
9:55.
Oh,
I told him to try to get here. It was 10:15 before, but.
Okay. Well, let's just take a look without him here and see what's going on, and then he can offer his comments.
The next item on the agenda is 301 Magdalena Street.
All right. This is a request to modify the main front entry doors in an existing significant rated three-story commercial building in the Picayune Place. The previous ARC meeting, this item was deferred. The ARC agreed that additional glazing at the door could be done appropriately, and the applicant could consider modifying the existing door to increase the amount of glazing by removing the existing wood panels and replacing them with new clear glass. Alternatively, the applicant could consider leaving the existing wood doors in place and installing new clear glass doors behind with the existing left open when the business is open. If new doors are proposed, they should relate more to the proportions, geometry, and detailing of the adjacent recessed entry alcove windows. A first floor building elevation should be included with the next submission so the ARC can better evaluate the proposed floor door modifications relative to the building's existing conditions. And a previous application for this property included installation of iron gates at the column line to prevent access to the recessed entry alcove. The ARC recommended the applicant consider whether this is a condition they would want for their current occupancy, and if so, the proposed gate should be included in with the resubmitted materials. And just to clarify that, that was actually previously approved by the ARC. The C of A was issued and they've installed the gates, so you can kind of see that in the photos there.
Okay. And the staff's comments or recommendations on the proposal is what?
It meets the recommendations of the ARC at the last meeting. I think that was their initial plan, was to kind of just remove portions of the door. So I know this is kind of the proposal they wanted to proceed with initially.
It looks like in the drawing that the openings are larger or different proportion.
Yeah, it does.
Than the panels are, and is that just a bad drawing or is that the plan?
I believe it's a bad drawing. Yeah, I think the intention is to remove those panels and then just replace them with the glazing.
But so, use the same existing doors.
It says existing wood door, like in the section it says existing solid wood. So
yeah,
that, but maybe it needs to say that more clearly, that it's refurbishing the existing wood door, because it's not
rather than a replacement door.
Yeah.
Okay, at this time, is there any public comment regarding 301 Magazine Street? Is there any more discussion or is there a motion?
Internal question.
Well, I think you need that clarification
that is
that it's just a drafting error.
So can that door?
Yeah, it says in the drawing.
Can that take a refurbishment? Yeah. Not.
But didn't you also say that the door is not historic?
Yeah, our office did all that.
So it's not like it's a, you know, it's not like a precious door. No offense.
I mean, if it's a solid wood, I don't know anything about it. So
that would change a lot of stuff our office did in past years.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only thing that it tells you that they're maybe thinking of keeping it.
722 Toulouse, and we're bringing it back to its Spanish colonial appearance.
We could handle that.
Tennessee Williams Apartments up there.
It's gone. Yeah.
I think so. Yesterday.
I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. I'm good with handling it at the staff level.
Yeah.
Okay, is there a motion?
I guess a motion for approval for refurbishing the existing wood door, replacing the panels with glass, and details to be worked out at the staff level.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Happy holidays.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, there being no other items, we'll convene the meeting. Can you press stop or no?
Stop.
Thank you.